Amen. Why don't we just lift our hands a moment here? Why don't we welcome the presence of the Lord into this place? Amen. Let's let Him know how much we love Him, how much we desire Him in this place right now. God, we love You. God, we give You praise and honor today, precious Jesus. You're worthy of praise. Ah, You are so good to Your people, God. We thank You for this opportunity to gather together, God, in Your presence, in Your name. We give You glory. Amen, amen, amen. I want to begin just a moment here to say I do appreciate the opportunity to be able to be here with you today. And I do consider it a privilege. And I mean that. And I do want to say something this evening to try to speak primarily to the graduates and those that are part of this Christian Academy here. But I feel like what I have to say, if you open your heart, it'll encourage you and it'll strengthen you. And that's what I'm here for. Can you say amen? Amen. Do you love the Lord this evening? Amen. Are you glad you're part of the church today? Are you thankful you got the Holy Ghost? You've been baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. There's nothing like the church in this end time hour. Amen, amen, amen. If you would please turn to the book of Jude. Amen. There is only one chapter in Jude. I'm going to read first. I'm going to read verse 1. And then I'd like to read verse 24 and 25. Amen. I give honor to Elder Howard. Elder, I love you very, very much. Amen, amen. I'm thankful for his influence in my life. Amen. Jude, the first chapter, verse 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Look at verse 24, if you would, please. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And everybody say amen. 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 One more time, let's ask God to speak to us today. Would you do that with me, please? God, we love you today. We're thankful, God, for this opportunity to be able to know God, your power, your presence that is in this place, God. God, we ask you today, God, as we turn our attention to your word, God, that you would give us grace. God, I pray for every student. I pray today, God, for every member of this church, everyone sitting under the sound of my voice today, God. God, I ask you today, God, in the remainder of this service, that you would anoint our efforts, God. That you would grant us understanding to be able to do your will, God. To give us grace to be able to fulfill all things that you're calling us to do. And everybody say amen. 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 God bless you. Thank you for standing this evening. Amen. I want to begin by saying that I believe it is an obvious point as you study the Word of God, that all of us need the keeping hand or the protecting hand of God. And as I was listening to these students come up here and give their speech, as somebody already said tonight, I know there's a lot of effort and energy that goes behind the success of every one of these students here. And I'd like to say tonight that when it comes to living for God, there is not a more important goal that you can have in life as a young person. And to know that you are walking in truth, and to know that your number one objective and goal is to be ready for the coming of the Lord is the greatest thing in the world. Can you say amen? Amen. I want to begin by saying this evening that I've seen people that are, as far as a financial success or maybe some type of fame or prosperity in this life, if you was to look at them, you would deem them as successful. And I guess in one sense of the word, they are. But according to the word of God, the Bible says a man can gain the whole world but lose his soul. And so that means, and maybe in our day and hour, we'd say it like this. A man can be successful in business and yet still be a failure when it comes to most important thing. a person can have fame and fortune and even maybe power and all these other kind of things. But if they fail at the spiritual aspect of it, if they fail at making it to heaven and being pleasing to God, then according to the word of God, they are a complete failure. Can you say amen? Amen. And I want to begin by saying here to all of these students here, amen, that if you have a desire to be saved, I want to let you know there is nothing in the world that can keep a person that has a made up mind from being saved if they truly desire to be saved. Amen. I am not here to focus on the enemy, the devil, tonight. Amen. But as strong as he is not strong enough to cause somebody to be lost. Amen. As powerful as he does not have the power to cause somebody to be lost. Amen. When somebody stands their ground for the word of God, there is a power that is greater than any enemy. Amen. That would try to take them down. And that is called the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, amen. I am convinced if we will take a stand, God will enable us to stand. Amen. The Bible lets us know that he's able if we are willing. Can you say amen? Amen. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, beginning in chapter 6, starting with verse 11, it tells us to put on the whole armor of God, which lets me know God will not do that for me. I have to make a decision every day that I get up. Amen. That I'm going to win this battle. That I'm not in this battle to lose. But I'm planning to win when it comes to making it to heaven. Amen. Amen. It says to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And then in verse 13, it tells us again to take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand. I want somebody to know here today that God will give you power to make it against every attack that hell would try to bring your way. Amen. If you will plant your feet in the church and you will plant your feet on the word of God. Amen. I'm telling you, the Bible says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Praise God. Amen. The key to victory is submission and resistance. If you will submit yourself to God, the man of God, the word of God, the spirit of God, that I'm telling you today, you've got power over the enemy and he cannot defeat somebody that is full of the Holy Ghost. Somebody give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. To take a stand means to hold your ground against an enemy. To take a stand means to be firm. Amen, it means to oppose something in a determined way. Amen, let me tell you this. It doesn't matter how young you are or even how old you are. Amen, if you have a desire, if you are willing to make it to heaven, if you're willing to pay the price, if you desire the favor of God, yes, the devil may fight you. Yes, the devil may resist you. Yes, he may oppose you. But I've got good news today. The weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, they are mighty through God. Amen. To the pulling down of strongholds, to the casting down of imaginations, and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. You stay full of the Holy Ghost, and the devil doesn't stand a chance of defeating a saint of God that's full of the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, amen. But you got to go into this planning to win. I said you got to go in this planning to win. Whoever heard of somebody starting something to lose? Going in planning to lose. Surely somebody that goes in planning to backslide, they'll end up backsliding.
somebody that ends up holding on to the things of the world. It'll be just a matter of time, amen, until the opportunity meets desire and they get an opportunity to fulfill that longing there. But can I tell you, amen, if you'll keep a clean heart and you'll keep a right spirit, amen, and you'll get in here and live for God with everything that you have inside of you, I want to tell you something right now, amen, you can be victors. The Bible says we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. That doesn't mean you just get by. That doesn't mean you scrape by the skin of your teeth. Amen. That means you got power over all the power of the enemy. I'm telling you, somebody make up their mind tonight. I'm going to take a stand against the devil. I'm going to take a stand against the spirit of this world that would try to drag me to hell. Please give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. We are serving a God, amen. The Bible lets us know that He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Can you say amen? Amen. The Bible lets us know in the book of Jude, number one, it says unto Him, everybody say unto Him. That means you're not going to be able to do it without His power. Amen. That means you're going to have a constant infilling of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That means it is that you can't just speak in tongues once a month or once every few months and expect not to fall. But the Bible says unto Him, it's according to His power. It's according to His ability. It's according to that imparting of His Spirit that He has given me. I'm telling you, He is able. I said, God is able to keep you from falling. Any spirit that would try to tell you, you can't live for God. Any thought that would run through your mind to try to tell you, you can't make it to heaven. You know what you need to do? You need to come against that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. And you need to say, my God is able. I said, my God is able. Hallelujah. His power has not diminished. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, then who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? No. Shall distress? Absolutely not. Shall persecution or famine? No. Shall nakedness or peril or sword? No. I'm going to tell you something right now. Amen. The devil doesn't have any new tricks. He's the same old liar as he's always been. He's the same old deceiver as he's always been. Hey man, he just wants to make you believe because of maybe things we've never faced before. I'm going to tell you something. God's already been there and done that. Hey man. This is what's been happening in the last months and a year and a half or so, whatever. This is not something that surprised God. This has not weakened the kingdom of God. This has not weakened the God that we serve. Hey, I want somebody to hear this preacher here right now. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded, you see, therein is the key. For I am persuaded, I am convinced beyond the shadow of a doubt that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present or things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature can separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. I got bad news for the devil. God's already been there and done that, devil. This may not be a regular graduation service. I don't know. I'm just trying to do what God would have me to do this evening. But I want these young people to know, amen, that whatever you're going to face, amen, the same God that got you in this church and the same God that filled you with the Holy Ghost is the same God that's going to give you grace for tomorrow. In the next battle, in the next battle, in the next battle, my Bible says where sin doth abound, the grace of God doth much more abound. Is anybody glad about that today? Why don't you give the Lord some praise if you're glad about that? Hallelujah. The psalmist tells us in Psalms 121 in verses 1 through 8, it describes God's keeping power. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber or sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade on thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. I'm telling you, my God is able. That means he's got the power. That means he's got the ability. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises as some men count slackness. No, that's not the kind of God that we serve. I'm going to tell you the kind of God that we serve. He says here in Hebrews 2 and 18, for he that himself has suffered being tempted, he's able, everybody say able. He's able to succor them that are tempted, or he's able to help them. It says in Hebrews 4 and 15, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may be able to find mercy and find grace in the time of need. I'm telling you, we serve a God that knows what we're going through. I'm telling you, God's able. It's not a complicated message tonight. I just want somebody to know, if you got a made up mind and you're planning to make it all the way, you're planning to win, amen, the grace of God is going to be sufficient for you. Paul wrote to the church of Ephesus in chapter 3 and verse 20, now unto him that is able, unto him that is able, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. My God is able. Hebrews 7:25, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come to God by him. 2 Timothy 1:12, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto this day. I'm telling you, the Bible is full of this, that my God is able. His power is not weakened. His arm is not short. Whatever you're going to face in life, you go home with this tonight knowing that my God is able. Clap your hands to the Lord one more time, please. Amen. Amen. Last but not least, in Romans 16 and 25, now unto him that is of power, that's the same word, it means able, to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. Now I want to point your attention here. The Bible says in Proverbs 24 and 16, for a just man falleth seven times. The difference between the just and the unjust isn't that they don't sin. Everybody sins. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody fails God. Everybody comes short of the mark. Amen. But the difference is a just man gets up again. A just man makes up his mind, I may have failed, but I'm not going to stay down in my sin. A just man makes up his mind, I may not be able to change the past. Amen, but I can make up my mind today that I'm not going to live where I used to live, below what God is wanting to do. I'm going to tell you, the devil hates this kind of preaching because he doesn't want somebody to believe that you can make it. But I'm telling you, God is able. is willing. Somebody lift their hands to the Lord right now, please. Come on, lift up, lift your hands, please, and talk to God with me right now. Come on, I don't care what you're facing. Church, talk to God with me, please, for just a moment here. I got a message for you as we're praying here right now. I said, I got a message. Our God is able. That's right, church. Pray with me just a moment, please. Talk to God just a moment, please, with me here right now. If you're able, I want you to stand with me, please. And I want you to begin to lift your hands, and would you please lift your voice together? Hey, man, if somebody's here tonight and you just feel like, I don't think I'm going to make it, I'm going to tell you right now, put your hand in the Master's hand, and He will give you the strength to be able to make it through whatever it is you're going to face. Lean not to your own understanding, but trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Come on, I feel the Holy Ghost here right now. If you need something from God, why don't you reach out to Him and talk to Him just a moment here right now. Oh, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right, saints of God. Keep praying just a moment, please. Come on, the devil wants you to believe if you've ever failed, you can never be anything for God. That's not true. That's not true. There may be backsliders here tonight that you once sat in these pews. You once felt the presence of God. Can I tell you, God is still able. That same God that met you at an altar when you were a young man. That same God that met you in an altar as a young lady wants you to know that He's willing and able. He desires to do a work in your life today. In the name of Jesus, church, let's let the Holy Ghost have His way just for a moment, please. Come on, let's let the Spirit of God just talk to us just a moment, please. Let's let the Holy Ghost speak to us. Preacher, you don't understand what I'm going through right now. I may not, but I got a message. There's a God that does. And He's got the strength you need tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Have your way in every heart, God. I know you've done it one other time, but can I ask you please to lift your hands one more time with me right now? If you need something from God, would you ask Him to touch you right now? Come on. Come on, sir, slip that hand up. You'll find out God will do more than meet you halfway. Come on, sister, slip that hand up. God will do more than meet you halfway. He's able to keep you. Oh, that's it. That's it. Holy Ghost, have your way right now. Spirit of the living God, have your way right now. Let your perfect will be done in this service right now, God. Oh, that's it for just a moment. Hallelujah. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. Come on, somebody, to let God know, God, tonight. With tears. My plans are to be in the church when the rapture takes place. My plans are to make it and hear you say, well done, good and faithful servant. No matter what comes my way,
my life.
Why don't you sing it with us right now, please? Would you sing it with us?
Oh, I know.